Next patient is Daniel Stroud. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Gustafson. Reason for consultation: cardiac dysrhythmia. History: patient is a 76-year-old with a history of palpitation for many years period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed a frequent PVCs period. Patient is referred to me for management of PVCs period. Patient is completing a shortness of breath, especially with the palpitation period, delirium syncope period. Current medication: metoprolol 25 mg daily, valsartan 160 mg daily, amlodipine 5 mg daily period. Allergies: no non-drug allergies. Social history: no history of smoking. Patient drinks 6-pack beer per day period. Family history: no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system: in general, denied recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, no hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 136 over 70, double C 70, respiration 68 is 134 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6, systolic murmur, head of the rest on a border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Next paragraph, patient underwent exercise terminal test. Patient has episodes of PVCs during the exercise terminal test period. The morphology suggests that this may be originating from the left ventricle period. Clinical condition number 1, cardiac dysrhythmia. Number 2, palpitation. Number 3, hypertension recommendation. Patients have palpitation secondary to PVCs period. I'll get an echocardiogram to evaluate any structural heart disease period. I'll follow the patient after the echocardiogram. Patient most probably need ablation for PVCs period. Please send a copy to Dr. Gustafson. Consultation date is 7-6-22.